Hello and welcome to a special Business Radio X production where we feature innovative leaders and difference makers in our communities. Hi, I'm Ryan McPherson. Thank you so much for joining us. Before I introduce today's guest, let me please remind you to connect with us on social media. Follow the Business Radio X Network on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. See what we're up to with all of our daily interviews and see what's going on in all of our studios around the Southeast. Again, Business Radio X on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. All right, without further ado, let me introduce today's guest from Bluffington, South Carolina. On the phone today, we have business coach and author, Jerry Bodell. How are you, Jerry?
I'm very, very good. The sun is shining and there's no snow here.
Well, that's a good start to a Monday. If you would, for our listeners, please share a little bit about your background and how you're helping folks today.
Okay. My name is Jerry Bodell, and for 35 years, I was a partner in a consulting company that provided technology solutions to some of the largest companies in the world. 3 years ago, I relocated to Bluffton, South Carolina, and after getting settled in, I took a look at how I could use that experience down here, which is a very different market than the city of New York, expand on it or contract on it. And what I came up with was that there's a lot of new companies and new enterprises in Bluffton. It's a very fast-growing area near Hilton Head. And I looked at it and said, I could provide a kind of coaching for people who are beginning in new businesses, who have gotten into businesses and are hitting challenges. And in that coaching, I could provide them with solutions I had seen over the 35 years. But in addition to that, I wanted to add something to it. And that was not just tell them, hey, here's what you should go and do, but join them in doing it and provide a physical presence, an on-scene, on-site presence, and do physical work, everything from assisting or writing business plans to doing analysis of their finances, because I'm also an accountant. And by accident, while I was doing and thinking of this, I happened on a person sent to me by a friend who was in a business and had hit some roadblocks. And since I had not, since I had not been promoting the business, nor had even decided how I would get it off the ground, I had a client. Granted, I did the client free because I didn't know exactly where it was going to go. But I had a client that had a business, she and her husband, and they were running into some roadblocks, and sat down and listened to them and asked them questions and drew out of them what they wanted to do, what they were doing, and how they intended to get from what they were doing to where they wanted to go. Now, the interesting thing in this, because in the beginning, I had decided that this was going to be business coaching, and aside that in the course of from 2006 to 2015, I wrote and published 3 books. So I got very familiar with that business. Well, in the course of working with this client, I found that they needed help in advertising copy, in manuals for the products that they developed and sold. And so I brought in parts of what I had been doing in different venues for the last 40 years. And it was very, very, very rewarding. It's ongoing. It will continue. Eventually turned into a paying client. And I'm now looking slowly for the same kind of business. And I think there's a need for it. I think there's a niche. And it certainly is an exciting activity for me.
It sounds like it can truly resonate with all the other entrepreneurs and business owners that we have listening to our program here today as you're out there helping coach. If you could narrow it down a little further, and what would you describe as your target market for to use your services?
We're looking at, and this is an extremely entrepreneurial area that's experiencing growth. I think what is going to be my target market, and the second client that we're talking to hasn't got a business, but they have a product and an idea. And he started talking to me from the get-go. And I think that's our market. Our market is people who are in new businesses, are new to a growing business because they're experiencing volumes that they didn't anticipate, which is never bad news, but they're not exactly sure how to handle them. And people that have an offshoot of what they've been doing for a living and have a product that they'd like to develop. And they know how to make the product, they know how to produce it, but they don't know how to get it to the next level, which is to build a business to market. And I think that's our target market. And I think it's going to develop in this smaller market more by word of mouth than it is by any kind of advertising to reach them, except what we're doing today. This is the greatest opportunity for people to understand about this business that there is. And I'm not saying that because I'm pandering to business radio. This is the perfect opportunity.
That's fantastic to hear. You can find out more information about Jerry, his coaching, his author, his publishing services. If you need help getting your book out there, or you've been doing some writing and you want to put it together and you think others would enjoy it, you can go to his website, SPRIGLTD.com, SPRIGLTD.com. And this is a reinvention of the website in a kind of a multifaceted approach. Tell us about the kind of rejuvenation behind the website.
Well, originally this website, Sprig Limited's been in business since 1985. It was the vehicle we consulted through. My wife was my partner. Our product was very, very high-tech solutions. And we've been in this business for 35 years. So originally the website up until 2015, emphasized those pieces of technology solutions that we dealt with, data warehousing, artificial intelligence, etc. Well, I wasn't looking to sell that because, as an aside, I spent 50% of those 35 years away from home. And we weren't looking to resell that, and we didn't think it would sell in a local market down here. And when we came about coming up with what was going to happen here, we rebuilt the website to emphasize my talents, my competencies that I would rent to you. In fact, the writer portion is considered rent a writer. And it's geared to the business coaching. We will help you through your problems and stay by your side. And then two offshoots of it, which are two links that are at the top of the website, primary website page, is to publishing, because we published five books and put them out and across the world using third parties. We had a publisher, but we dropped them, and we did it ourselves and put it out across the world, and literally have had sales in those books across the world. And then the second part of it is, in the course of the last 6 years, in between doing consulting and jobs, I did some blog writing, and I did some advertising copywriting for companies. So we put that off on the side and said, all of this comes together, and we are now talking. It's amusing. We're talking to someone who wants the whole thing, because they are going into a business that they are built. They are writing books for the support of that activity. They will be giving sessions and seminars, so that they're looking and saying, "Hey, we don't know how to do this from the get go. We just know what we want to do, and we have the talent to do it. So we're going to work with them over a long period of time." And using all three of the channels that we're offering through Sprig. By the way, Sprig stands for, it's not related to gardening. It stands for a very long name, Strategic Planning, Reengineering, and Implementation Group. But no one would remember that, so that's why it's Sprig.
That's good. And you can go to SprigLTD.com to learn more about Jerry, his work, his past success. And he's also author of the book, Look for the Hook, and a motivational best-selling book, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, what can people get from looking at that book, or who is that book designed for?
Well, first of all, My wife is the author of that book.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Give her the credit then.
And that book is Positive Thinking. My wife has reinvented herself after we took the business down from serving places like the United Nations. My wife reinvented herself as a business coach, and an internationally certified business coach. And that book got her on that road, in that she wrote the book because of people who were going through very, very difficult times, but seemed to be able to draw on a huge amount of positive energy and seemed to get through it. And she found this commonality of people who are in a series of problems, from serious cancer to the loss of a loved one to financial difficulties to other things, and they use the same tools. And those tools are, they look for a little win every day. And so that's where the name Look for the Hook came in. They're looking for a hook. And what she did is analyze it and produce it in 20 baby steps. And suddenly she was called by a rehabilitation, one of the largest rehabilitation organizations in New York, to speak before their patients and their employees. And that kicked off a whole business in developing positive speaking. She's spoken at rehabilitation. We speak together because she has used me as a kind of a positive mind. But she's spoken at rehabilitation centers. She's spoken at spas. She even has, we made a presentation, a big, extensive presentation, to the employees of American Express in New York City.
Wow, that must have been some afternoon or day that you spent speaking to all those employees.
Well, it was wonderful because American Express bought enough of the books for everyone attending.
That's great. Yes, and book sales is something that Jerry can help you with his coaching. And if you've got an
idea. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I was telling the listeners that if they're out there interested in writing a book, you can help. Jerry can help. So that's fantastic for sure. And we're so excited that you're able to help all the listeners. And if they wanted to find out more information,
are you there?
Yes, sir. We are here.
Okay, I lost you.
That's okay. Yeah, I was just telling the listeners, how can they find out more information about you and your services?
Go to Sprigg Limited, and on Sprigg Limited are all of the contact numbers to reach me, email to reach me. Don't hesitate to call. I answer every call. And I'd be happy to talk to anyone who's interested in further services. Send an email. There's an email. My email address is on there. Send me a text, because the telephone number on there is a cellular number, and it accepts text. I welcome questions. I welcome inquiries. Don't hesitate to give me a holler. And I will get back to you if I don't answer right away. I will get back to you and discuss any of the issues you may have, or any questions you may have, to find out if we can be of assistance to you. If we can't, we will tell you. And if we think there's a better direction for you to go in, I'll point you in that direction. We are not out to, this is not building a large volume business. This is building a business where there's two satisfactions. We achieve of running a business that is profit-making, but we also help in successes of other people, which is a very, very pleasant side effect.
It certainly is, and we encourage all of our listeners to connect with Jerry and his team at Sprigg LTD. And yeah, all the information will be posted up on our website later today, and can connect with Jerry. Thank you so much for taking the time out and speak with us here today. And if we can help you further amplify your message or get your voice out there, please let us know. We'll be happy to do so.
We certainly will, and it's been a pleasure, and I'm very, very appreciative for you giving us the opportunity.
All right. Thank you so much, Jerry. And listeners, if your company is out there doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your profession, and your industry, reach out to us on the contact page at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. Thank you to Lee Cantor and Stone Payton. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We'll see you next time on the radio.